Welcome to What the Fact, powered by Pad Squad. I'm Rich Cost, and we're keeping you up to mobile speed. What the Fact is viewed through attribution, and how do we get some? When it comes to mobile advertising, marketers, advertisers, and agencies alike currently have one burning question to answer. How do I measure the effectiveness and performance of my mobile campaign? Every mobile marketer wants to hit their marketing campaign is meeting their KPI and or driving people to some action, like a purchase. However, attribution has been a problem, particularly for the mobile arena, because there has been no standard for measuring or tracking conversions until now. Joining me today in the Pad Squad room is Matt Busco and Dustin Odell from AdTheorent to discuss view-through attribution and AdTheorent's barometric solution, the most advanced cross-environment tracking and attribution solution in market. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking time in your very busy schedule to be with us today.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
So in your own words, and for our listeners out there, what is view-through attribution?
Yeah, so this is Matt. I can take the first question. Yeah, so I mean, view-through attribution, or as we also refer to it as post-view conversion within our platform, is simply when we match an ad impression to a conversion, but the user never clicks. And we do this within a brand's defined look-back window, so for example, say 30 days. And it's important to note that the conversion can take place outside of the channel in which the ad was served. So, for example, a user may see an ad, a mobile ad for Staples, and then 2 days later makes a purchase, which in this case is the conversion, on staples.com, their desktop site. That would be an example of a post-view or a view-through conversion within our platform.
It's actually really a really nice way of defining what attribution is. And it's basically what everybody is looking for, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple in terms of the definition. It's the technology behind it that gets a little bit more technical and I don't want to say complicated, but that's at least understanding what it is and then being able to sort of question, you know, how it works. You know, we sort of take that approach when we're not bringing our solution to market.
So what brought about the development of the barometric solution?
Yeah, hey, Rich, this is Dustin, and I can actually jump in on this one. But the genesis of barometric really came from a need within AdTheorent's internal process or internal tracking need. So as you know, AdTheorent 4 years ago was one of the first RTB-enabled mobile ad networks. So we served a lot of mobile ads. The problem was you have an in-app environment and you have mobile web environments. A lot of impressions still get served in-app environments. However, most people's conversion environments are mobile web. So right there, you have two distinct ID sets. So an app has an IDFA or an Android ID, which is the device ID for Apple or Android. And then on the website, you have, as you know, mobile cookies. The problem is those don't match when you just look at raw reporting. So AdTheorent actually, 4 years ago, created a solution that leverages what we'll call a probabilistic ID. And that data is captured on the impression side within app, and then again on the pixel fire on the conversion of the mobile website. And with our technology, we're able to, with over 90% accuracy, establish a probabilistic ID. And that is the ID that we use to bridge those two environments to help know that someone actually converted from an in-app impression. And oddly enough, this is still something in the industry that isn't solved. A lot of people, a lot of vendors out there, you know, large ones especially, cannot tell that the user for in-app is the same user in mobile web. And some people default to a very loose guide of that, which would be an IP address. But again, we could go down a path as to why that's not the best way to do things. So that was kind of the genesis of barometric, was that ability to track in mobile. And then it quickly moved to, my mobile ads are you know, driving people to convert in desktop or in store and so on.
I mean, we talk a lot about mobile web and in-app, and I've seen data that kind of supports both stories, that most of the activity that occurs is in-app and that people prefer in-app, but some of the activity is actually mobile web. And do you think that we are focusing on the wrong aspect?
I think focusing on both, I kind of always use the term let the data tell the story. I think it's going to be different for every brand and every potentially within every campaign or push, marketing push, right? I mean, you know, you have in-app, which is where impressions are served, right? So that's one way to think of in-app. Then you have in-app, which is thought of where do people spend time and convert? And I think sometimes that gets, those kind of wires get crossed and people aren't necessarily looking at that properly. So I think it's really just focusing on tying those together and then also understanding, I think really it's where your consumers like to convert, right? So we work with a large retailer that they have an app, but the consumers don't necessarily prefer to convert there. So therefore, they shouldn't necessarily drive to an in-app environment, right? They should still drive to the mobile website. I think social skews that in-app activity rating or in-app activity percentage. I think so many people spend so much time in social that it does drive up the in-app time spent. I also think it's the nature of the time being spent. Someone who has an app and you chose to download that app on your phone, it's a very native experience. You trust that app. You potentially use that app more. But I think if you're browsing and you're kind of open to potentially being exposed to a new ad or having that influence you is when you're on the mobile web. You're kind of jumping around because you're just kind of skimming different articles to read. So I think it's the nature of the time spent is also different, which a lot of people don't necessarily talk about. But again, I kind of go back to let the data tell the story, and I think it needs to be, brands need to pay attention with how people, really it goes back to the consumer. How do people behave and what are their preferences?
What do you think is the main difference between App Theory and Spirometric solution and how it applies to app? Because we are talking a lot about apps in the mobile marketplace. So what do you think mm-hmm. How does it differ? What do you do differently?
I think, and this is us again, I think it's really our ability to connect them all. We kind of become a power strip of sorts to say, hey, wherever your whatever your users are using to consume, content or view ads and then convert, we kind of unify those. So, take, for example, an AppsFlyer, Kochava, they are great SDK providers or partners, and they do a fantastic job with in-app environments. Well, again, as we just discussed, not all conversions happen there, but maybe a lot do for certain brands. So we can help bring them together and help tie together kind of the whole other side of what I'll call media engagement. So whether that was an email or social or television, we can tie that together to say, hey, are these users that are seeing media on this side actually converting here? But we can also do the same with a mobile website. Again, it's just placing the barometric pixels on a site. So because we have these relationships on both all conversion environments, right? So whether that's in-app or mobile web or desktop, and then also being able to tie together all the media exposures from all the different media environments is really our differentiator. We kind of become a power strip that unifies all that data.
What do you think this would mean to an advertiser?
I want to take that, Dustin.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So we can probably both tackle this one, but I say this probably on a daily basis, but the main benefit, and we get bucketed into sort of the quote unquote attribution bucket, is we're trying to provide brands with a complete and accurate data set so that they can see across all of their media the performance. On top of that data set, they can then apply an attribution model, if you will, last click, which you're trying to get away from, time decay, position-based, a model that's homegrown of their choice. But until you have that full and accurate data set showing the full path to purchase from a conversion, looking back, say, 30 days and seeing all the touch points, you're really not able to apply or get accurate data out of your models. So I think, it's a very foundational goal that we have, we're trying to solve for as a first step in the market. And I think it takes a lot of time brands understand it, but it takes some time to explain how accurate tracking and measurement is the first step. And then second to that, then you can apply your attribution model of choice. So that's how I see at least our initial goal or the first step in terms of us helping solve for problems in the market.
Dustin, do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's exactly right. I think it's Forrester kind of had come out just at the end of last year with a concept called UMIA. It's UMIA. It stands for Unified Marketing Impact and Analytics. And if you read that definition, it was funny. Matt and I talked to each other. That is exactly what we're trying to solve. And so many people build on a broken foundation. They build with siloed data from certain logs from certain ad servers, but they don't take into account all the other media channels that touch that user. So you come up with an attribution method or an output that provides credit to 100% last click to a retargeting company or search clicks. It's like, we got to get away from that. And I think there's now with Barometric, there's technology to get us away from that. And I think that's exciting.
We're always kind of trying to get to the bottom here at PathSquad as to what are you trying to accomplish and what is the best way for you to accomplish it. And that's why I think that Parametric is an amazing tool to implement, because we now, your mobile can actually affect what happens. What are three key takeaways that we need to know about view through attribution?
This is Matt. I can take this one. I think there's a number of takeaways, but to sort of boil it down to three, and I'd say these are applicable to more just sort of attribution and tracking in general. So not just view through, but I'd say transparent methodology. And you know what I mean by that is we've heard a lot of complaints, or we do on a regular basis in the market, how most solutions today don't provide any details on how they do what they do, if you will, sort of black box solutions. And when it comes to tracking and measurement solutions, you know, we feel it's imperative to understand the underlying methodology. You know, this is data that you use to run your business, to optimize and understand ROI. And without transparency, brands are required to accept numbers, you know, sort of on blind faith, and, you know, we don't think that's the correct approach. So having a platform that has a transparent methodology, I'd say, is one takeaway. The other is, we've alluded to this in the conversation, is multi-channel support. So as we know, you know, consumer behavior isn't siloed. You know, we discussed this, and, you know, so measuring your advertising shouldn't be in a silo either. So having a platform that can support that is imperative. It's a very realistic case where an ad is viewed and where an ad is viewed and where a consumer transacts at two different places. So seeing a mobile ad and making a purchase online or even in store, these are normal behaviors. And so having a platform that supports that is required. It's kind of a bit of a longer conversation, and Dustin sort of talked about it, but being able to do this relies on having a unified understanding of the consumer across their different devices. We do have our own barometric device graph, and this allows us to support multi-channel tracking, and we do tend to go into fair bit of detail on our device graph when explaining our platform to brands, but I'd say number two is, you know, multi-channel support within whatever solution you select. The last one, I'd say it sort of plays on the first one in terms of transparency, but detailed conversion reporting. And, you know, more specifically, what I mean is really transparency into how a conversion was matched. We think that's necessary. This gets a little bit technical, but really knowing the strength of the ID or the identifier that was used to match a conversion is required in order to be able to really optimize off the conversion data and into overall to measure ROI. So, like, for example, a conversion that was matched off of a weak identifier like an IP address should be weighted very differently than, a conversion that was matched off of a deterministic identifier like an IDFA or cookie. And we do break this out within our reporting in Barometric and have found brands to be pretty excited to see this new level of data. So detailed conversion reporting, I would say, is probably the third one that I would leave for the audience.
Excellent. Those are great things. And I think the key one there is also understanding where the consumer is and what they're doing and how they're interacting with the platform. So thank you, gentlemen. We've been waiting for news like this for what seems like a very, very long, long time. So I want to thank you for bringing view through attribution and especially Barometric to everybody's attention.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Great.
You're welcome. So you heard it here first. We now have the ability to connect on and offline data back to a single user ID and provide advertisers and their agencies with real-time data demonstrating ROI effectiveness for mobile-rich media ad units. It sounds like this is exactly what the industry needs. Thank you to Matt Fusco and Dustin O'Dell from AdTheorent's Barometric Solution for making sense of it all. And thank you for listening. We will be back soon with more need-to-know info, expert insight, and the best practices for advertising in the mobile age. Be sure to visit us at PathSquad.com and tell us what you think on our blog. I'm Rich Koss, and this is What the Fact, powered by PathSquad, keeping you up to mobile speed.